Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors and more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
Fall gardening is underway, so we're bringing you part two of our conversation with Lois Cortell, co-manager of the Cloverdale Community Garden, operated by the nonprofit Old Cloverdale Association in Montgomery. Six years ago, the association purchased an abandoned lot and, to save it from urban blight, turned it into Cloverdale Community Garden. Located at 1128 Woodward Avenue in Montgomery, the garden is open during daylight hours. Today, we talk with Lois Cortell by Skype for ideas about raised bed gardening and attracting fall pollinators. Lois Cortell, I want to welcome you back to Troy Public Radio because last week we had a lot of fun talking about the Old Cloverdale Community Garden.
We sure did. Thank you for inviting me back.
I want to talk with you today about fall gardening because you have all these raised beds. They follow a pattern.
Oh, yes. Our raised beds are basically how we fund the whole community garden. We rent them out to families. Local families can rent them for the year, and they can plant whatever they want. They are 4 feet by 8 feet large and 2 feet deep. Tomato roots can go very deep. That 2 feet deep is a really important aspect for those raised beds.
Another aspect of the Old Cloverdale Community Garden is you don't just have vegetables planted. Why?
Well, two reasons. What's called companion plantings are super important to bring in the pollinators. And by pollinators, I'm talking about the bumblebees and the butterflies, the hummingbirds. Those pollinators are part of successful vegetable gardening. You want them to spread that pollen around so that you get healthy vegetables. So we actually, a lot of our gardens have interplanted things like marigolds and zinnias. It's not just pretty. It is pretty when you come to our garden, but it also is actually very practical to have the pollinators make certain that all those little cucumbers, everything ends up growing so you can harvest them. And we've had great success.
So Lois, you actually have a butterfly garden there, don't you?
We do. All around the edge of the Old Cloverdale Community Garden, we have borders full of perennials and flowering shrubs and herbs. We have been reading about the monarch butterfly, and there are places in Florida where you can see lots of monarch butterflies, but there's really a decline in the monarch butterfly that's happening. And what we did is we learned about the plants that the monarch butterfly likes, things like the Mexican sunflower, bright orange, and cone flowers. They're beautiful plants. So we've been planting those. And what's happened is we've actually had a lot of swallowtail butterflies and skippers and sulfurs. And in the fall, the monarchs come as they're migrating back south. It's been a really wonderful addition to the community garden, the butterfly gardens. They're maybe only 3 or 4 years old at this point, but they're just striking and beautiful. And that's all around the edges. So even if you don't plant the vegetables, you can see the butterfly gardens on the outside.
The Old Cloverdale Community Garden is actually a monarch way station, right?
It is. Monarch Way Station 26072. We have a number. There's a wonderful nonprofit called Monarch Watch. And we joined it and got our beds certified. There's a whole map on their website where you can track all the different monarch way stations. That little money helps fund their research about the monarch butterfly. We're trying to take care of the most vulnerable. Butterflies are very vulnerable, but they're also quite pretty. And we have found that our little urban garden matters. It really helps. We're just a small urban garden in the middle of a residential neighborhood, but we've planted things like milkweed and these coneflowers and the Mexican sunflower, and we've created a habitat where the butterflies come.
Lois, what is good to plant right now? Because here we are in mid-September. We're talking about making sure the pollinators get taken care of. What vegetables are good, though?
Well, yes, keep the flowers up. Don't cut back your flowers because the butterflies are still coming through October. Sometimes there's a temptation to clean up a garden bed too early. Leave blooms on at least through November. But in the fall, hopefully, well, you know, it's mid to late September, starts getting a little late to put seeds in. But it's absolutely not too late to put starts in. If you've started, or if you can buy some starts, by starts, I mean little, you know, the vegetables have already started growing. Collard greens do very well in Alabama. Collards, kale, lettuce. Fall is a wonderful time to grow your own lettuce. I have a young child, and when she grows her own lettuce, she will eat lettuce that she grows. It's pretty amazing. Beets, sugar snap peas are the other really fast-growing fall vegetable that does really well in Alabama.
Can you tell me more about the raised beds and why the depth is so important?
Oh, yes. The soil needs to be good, healthy soil. Our community garden wasn't just on a place of dirt. There was a house here. We were in an urban situation where the house got torn down. And so it was compacted. And we wanted to be up. And so we talked to a lot of people and got great advice about going with a 2-foot-high raised bed. Not only is that good because it gets it up, but it fills it with soil and then the roots can go down. And our gardeners have found it easier to use. You don't have to bend very far. And so we've ended up really appealing to the senior citizens. Half our gardeners are over 60. And it's much easier to garden at a 2-foot depth. So we have kits. Our raised beds are made from kits. It's called Durable Green Bed. It's a recycled wood pallet and cement. And we put them together with this kit. It was quite easy. They have a great discount for community gardens. So little by little, we started with one, then we had 5, then we had 12, and now we have 15. And it's about as much as we have room for right now at our little garden.
And as we talked last week, you have the big rain barrels so that you can use the natural rainwater for watering these raised beds.
Well, I think sometimes people get over worried about rain barrels and thinking they have to connect them to the downspouts and a lot of complications. And that's true. They will fill up more quickly. But we've ended up just locating ours in the middle of our garden under the sun, and it's all full of rainwater. And with the rainwater, any sort of volatile chemicals that might be in your regular water, they're not there. The water is healthier for the vegetables if you can just collect it from the rain. It's free, it's safer, and you can tell the difference, a bed that uses the hose water versus a bed that just uses the natural rainwater that comes.
Remind us what's coming up this Saturday.
I would really love folks to come by and visit the Old Cloverdale Community Garden this Saturday, September 18th. We are going to have an outdoor community garden festival. We're calling it Bids and Blooms. We're going to have a wonderful silent auction going on to raise money for our last capital project. It really should just be a lot of togetherness. Bring a chair, sit and talk.
That community spirit. Finally, where can your listeners find out more in case they missed your interview last week?
First of all, we are in Montgomery, Alabama at 1128 Woodward Avenue. That's where the festival will be on site. But our Facebook page, our Instagram page, again, the Old Cloverdale Community Garden, I've been consciously documenting every little victory, every flower, every butterfly, every harvest of peppers and all sorts of advice. Gardening is something we can all enjoy and appreciate. So that's on Instagram and Facebook.
Lois, thank you so much for joining us by Skype today.
Thank you.
That was Lois Cortell, co-manager of the Cloverdale Community Garden, operated by the nonprofit Old Cloverdale Association. Saturday, September 18th, the Urban Garden will open at 10 a.m. for the Garden Festival at 1128 Woodward Avenue in Montgomery. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast at NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.